want to live longer, go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekday.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, and it's one of those every other Thursdays, which can mean only one thing, that today is another episode of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition, and I am joined today by both Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Rob?
Doing fantastic, Carl. How about you?
Good, good. And Wade, did you catch your breath yet?
Yeah, that was pretty scary, wasn't it?
I called Wade, and he's like, "Look, I'm 8 blocks away, man. I'm on my way." And I didn't want to put pressure on you. And say, "Look, we got to be on the air in 2 minutes," and I said, "No, no." I said, "Take your time. We got time," because I could just imagine you barreling down the street.
Why don't you order out for pizza when we're on?
which really raises the whole point that we're going to be talking about supplements today, and I'm wondering, I'm really, really interested in hearing Wade's, you know, ideas on supplements of value, other than anchovies, I think, right?
So hey, Carl, what's with all this? I'm seeing more and more downloads on the website.
Oh, what's man, it's unbelievable. I got to tell you something. We had a great November. November, December was down as usual because half the week, you know, half the month, people, you know, looking at the holidays and so on. January, we bounced back, poking our nose above a half a million downloads. I think we had like 540 something thousand downloads. This month, it's unbelievable. I just can't even believe it. I think that by us getting on the front page of iTunes in the health audio podcast section of What's Hot, put some eyes on us. And as of midnight last night, we are at 669,000 downloads so far for the month. And wow. And get a load of this. It used to be a big deal when we broke 30,000 downloads. Because remember, I congratulated you two guys for, sure. You know, that one of our shows was like 32,000. We have one, two, three, four. We have four shows this month so far that all broke 50,000.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just flabbergasted. That's all I can say. So it's really exciting here. Now I got to get my website cleaned up so it looks like something respectable since so many people are showing up at it. All right.
You and me both.
Looks like a carnival. By the way, Wade, I'm in the Phoenix airport flying home on Monday. Was it Monday? When did I fly home? This whole week has been a blur. I had to go to Phoenix to liquidate my mom's estate because she's in a nursing home, and it's like we had to take care of this. And I had like one day to sell a house full of furniture. By the way, I did, thanks to Craigslist. But anyway, I'm standing in the airport flying out of Phoenix, and I'm on the phone, and this girl is looking at me, and I'm thinking, you know, why is she looking at me like that? She's got a baby carriage. I'm like, look, I haven't fathered any children that young. There's no doubt about that. So finally I get off the phone, and she goes, "I have to know where you got that shirt."
Oh, God.
I'm wearing the Ogrewear shirt at the airport. I said, and I gave her two websites. I think I said JohnsonStrengthTraining.com. Is that which one of them is?
What is JohnsonStrengthGroup.com.
That's it. That's, and I did. I got it right. I said, she wrote it down. And I said, "Are you into powerlifting?" She goes, "No." She goes, "My dad used to be a powerlifter, and we always refer to him as the Ogre." So she's going to be ordering a shirt probably. I don't know where she was living, where she lived, because she was boarding a plane when I was boarding a plane. But don't be surprised if somebody orders a shirt and says they saw some guy at the airport wearing it. That's where it
came from. Really cool. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
That was cool. Anyway, okay, so today's show, we're going to be talking about supplements, which are really worth spending the money on, and some interesting opinions, I think, about supplements that people won't be necessarily prepared for in this show. And we're going to lead with Rob Regish, because Rob includes sort of a supplement Who's Who in his version of the blueprint. So let's do this, Rob. In your opinion, is there a group of good supplements when it comes to building strength? Let's forget about hypertrophy. Let's just talk about building strength for a second, that have been, you know, proven over the test of time.
Short answer is yes. And what I tell my guys, especially people, if they're new to weight training, what I say is this. Keep it to three products. And those three products are as follows. Get yourself a good, high-quality multivitamin, multi-mineral to plug any holes that are in your diet. Secondly, pick yourself up a bottle of fish oil. It does too many things, you know, to even mention, but will help them greatly. And then finally, I encourage everyone to pick up a fast-acting, high-quality, cold-processed whey protein to use in and around the workout, because I know, Carl, you and I have spoken about this before. If there is a place where supplementation can make a difference, it's during the workout when so many good things are going on, and you have the ability to impact those favorably with supplements. So I tell guys, keep it to those three basics. Don't break the bank, and then let's put all of our time and energy into training.
Okay, so Wade, weigh in on this. I suspect that you really don't pay a lot of attention to supplements in general, or am I totally off base on that?
Actually, in this case, you would be probably surprised that I do, and I've got to echo Rob here. When I speak, especially to kids, you know, I write the word supplement on the chalkboard, and I'll have everybody say it, you know, and I think ultimately what you're looking at with supplementation is you're supplementing what you should already be doing. And generally, if you're out buying, you know, a truckload of supplements, we're coming at any kind of issue or any kind of need backwards. So I always try to get food and hydration on the front end in a food plan. I don't like the word diet, and I don't want to take away from our program today, but there's too many diets out there and not either training changes or lifestyle changes that will suit what your needs are.
But yeah, and I agree with you. The word diet almost implies some unusual approach to eating that leaves you wanting. And it is a bad word. You're right. It doesn't work.
And we should do a show on that sometime. But I got to agree, because your multi-mineral, and if I had to choose, and I'd love to hear Rob's opinion on this. If I even had to choose between a multi-mineral and a multivitamin, I'd go the route of the multi-mineral. And there's several reasons why. But there's so many things, especially with our foods and our food sources. And, you know, even today, organic sources can be, you know, questionable.
Right.
So the minerals are so key. There's so many things that if we're mineral deficient, you know, it creates all kinds of issues. And if you're mineral deficient, your body will even seek out something that mimics the need, and that can be, you know, harmful health-wise. It may take 20 to 30 years to show up, but there's a lot of things that can be resolved by not being mineral deficient.
Yeah.
The fish oil or essential fatty acids, Rob's correct. Spot on. There are so many things that with fish oil or an essential fatty acid supplement, there's so many things that it does. Your eyesight, your skin, your joint care.
Let's talk about that just for a second. Let's stop there and don't lose track of where you want to go from there. But fish oil has been well known now. I shouldn't say well known. It's recently been discovered that fish oil arrests inflammation on a genetic level. This is something that all other anti-inflammatory supplements cannot make a claim to. You know, the omega-3 fatty acids have an effect on inflammation on a genetic level, which is really the domino one of shutting it down. But doesn't inflammation have a role in the muscle building effect? I want to ask Wade.
No, go ahead, Rick, because I'm eager to hear what Rob has to say.
It absolutely positively does, and that's both positive and negative. Here's why. When you talk about inflammation, when we talk about it, there are two types, acute and chronic. Acute inflammation is a natural byproduct of weight training, the body and the muscle tissue will be inflamed. That is a productive, let's say, response from the body, and it's necessary to remold and grow new muscle tissue. Chronic inflammation, on the other hand, is a widespread Western, largely Western disease, and fish oil is by far the most powerful nutraceutical you can use to combat that.
And okay, are you saying that omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil are almost like a smart bomb, that they don't necessarily affect the acute inflammation, but they affect the chronic inflammation?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Wade, what do you think about that?
I gotta agree. I think it has an effect on any inflammation. And again, there's even with clients that are trying to lose weight, I'll tell them, you know, all these fat-free diets, they don't work. They don't work. Let's look at what you're taking in. And I'll, even as far as I just recently, my uncle sent me an article about coconut oil, again, which is an essential fatty acid.
I eat so much of it. I put it in the fridge and let it get hard, and then I break it off with a fork in chunks and eat it. It's so good.
And I've got it in capsule form as well. There was a doctor whose husband was I'm not familiar enough with all the different levels of Alzheimer's, but the guy was obviously suffering.
Right.
She did with her research, that there's issues with our good fats, she started supplementing her husband with coconut oil, and he has reverted. Now, I mean, it's not cured him.
Right.
But his quality of life, you know, especially, you know, someone that is approaching elderly years, the difference in him based on what she's done is unbelievable. Again,
okay,
you know,
okay,
it's one of those things that's almost like a death sentence. And here she did. All she did was simple coconut oil. And boom, she is seeing a tremendous difference.
And I agree with that. But going back to this subject at hand, and I don't want to abandon health, but for the purpose of building muscle and strength, when did you start supplementing with fish oil, Wade? How long ago?
It's probably been. I really got exposed to it when I hooked up with Beverly International. So that would have been. Oh, 99, 2000 that I started using.
Okay, so did you notice a difference when you first started using it? And if so, what differences did you notice either in the gym or out of the gym as a result of your training?
The biggest thing, and this is my biggest issue with the benefit of supplementation, is my ability to recover. With the constant supplementation, my joints felt better. It, plain and simple. I recovered. If my joints are not as painful or I don't feel the effects of inflammation, then I recover better.
And also, I would imagine joint pain would hold you back from going into some deep, heavy squats as well. We have to take a commercial break. We've gone long because this is important information. When we come back, we can pick it up on fish oil if Rob has more to contribute. Otherwise, let's move down the other line. Wade, you were going to give us another choice of a supplement that you like. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy. This is a regular episode every other week on Thursday on Superhuman Radio. And we're talking to guys who not only know how to build strength and muscle, but they're doing it as well. So you have to respect their opinions. We'll be right back. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, Age Force has a hydroxycobalamin patch. Methylcobalamin is not as good as hydroxycobalamin when it comes to vitamin B supplementation, and this one puts it right in your bloodstream. And they got a free month supply. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad to learn more. It's a really great deal. We're talking with Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. I know that I wanted to let Rob, if he had any final comments on the whole fish oil thing, weigh in here real quick before we move on to Wade's next supplement of choice. What do you want to say, Rob?
Thanks, Carl. I just wanted to say I, too, am a big believer in fish oil. I've been using it heavy, let's say, for about the last 12 years. That was 12 years too late, by the way, because I was too busy being distracted chasing sexy supplements like Hot Stuff at the time.
Remember Hot Stuff? So, it had everything that was popular in a jug.
Except for the stuff that worked, right? bottom line, 3 to 6 grams a day in the soft gels. I notice a big difference going from 3 to 6. People will notice that their joints feel much better, and there are a host of other benefits. One final note, I did want to speak to Wade's comment about the vitamins versus minerals. 100% agree that the minerals are more important. Let me give you just one example. Let's talk about magnesium. This is one supplement that can make a big difference given the following. Studies by the National Institute of Health, ranging to other, very prestigious bodies, put North Americans' deficiency in magnesium anywhere between 68 and 80%. What this means is, for those of you listening, there's a really good chance that you're deficient in it. Why is it important to correct that deficiency? Magnesium is involved in over 300 enzymatic reactions in the body, including glycolysis, Krebs cycle, creatine phosphate formation, nucleic acid synthesis, amino acid activation, etc., etc. Most importantly, magnesium is necessary, for the activation of amino acids and the attachment of messenger RNA to the ribosome. That is the very place, the factory, where new muscle tissue is built.
Right.
No magnesium, no new muscle tissue.
Yeah. But that's not a license to go out and take copious amounts of magnesium. We're actually going to be doing a show with Bear Walker about the importance of balancing these minerals. All right, Wade, coming back to you, what else is a Wade Johnson choice of supplements, which obviously they've got to work if you bother to use them. I got to say that up front.
Well, I agree with the multivitamin, multi-mineral, and the fish oil. What I do with whey, and not that I disagree with Rob at all, is I make that part of the food chain. And a supplement that I really like that, especially coming from the age of all the ECA stacks and stuff like that, is what can we take that is not going to overstimulate someone, but, you know, that has a good effect. And that's the amino acid L-tyrosine. And basically, and again, I'd love to hear Rob's, you know, much more well-read on this. But what I've found through my research and the people that I've worked with, tyrosine, basically, to make a long story short, whatever you take with it, it opens up the pathway. Basically, like if you took it with a stimulant, or I've even told people if you doubt the benefit of tyrosine, take 500 milligrams and then drink a beer and tell me how you feel. Whatever you take with it, it hits harder.
Enhances,
and absolutely,
yeah.
It hits harder and faster. And so when you take it, like I'll take it in the mornings prior to training because we train so early in the morning, you get the benefit of it like being an energy supplement. But I've not taken any ephedra, I've not taken in any caffeine,
but it's also
great.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm not one of these guys, you know, the whole ephedra thing is another BS thing that pisses me off, but that could be another show entirely.
Right.
But you take some natural ephedra and you take 500 milligrams of tyrosine with it, it's going to hit you like a hammer and you're going to be ready to rip in no time at all. And so that's one of the, because it's a very cheap supplement and it's not something that is going to bother someone's stomach usually, I really, really, really like that supplement.
What do you think about tyrosine, Rob?
Wade's spot on there. The acetylated form, acetyl L-tyrosine, will cross the blood-brain barrier a little easier. But there are studies done in plenty of places, including the military, that use tyrosine to keep, for example, pilots on long-duration missions awake longer without overstimulating them. And, yes, it does lead to a crisper central nervous system. Now, having said that, I'm an old ephedrine caffeine guy from back in the day, too.
I miss those days terribly. I hate to interrupt you, but that's such a BS thing, and ephedra is such a great, great supplement. So anyway, sorry, Rob.
If it's just be aware, Wade, if you look hard enough, you can still find it.
Yeah.
And yes, it's legal in many places, at least in the United States. But having said that, there's a time and a place for these pre-workout central nervous system stimulants, I'll call them, which most of them are. I like Driven Sports Craze. I used that just recently. I'll also use, in addition to acetyl L-tyrosine, DMAE, or dimethyl amino ethanol, mm-hmm. which is used in Europe as a nootropic to facilitate greater strength.
That's a cholinergic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Right.
So, and again, that's cheap. You know, you can find that at most health food stores. And again, I know I said that real quick, but the abbreviation is DMAE, dimethyl amino ethanol, which in combination, you'll see it in combination in a lot of formulas with tyrosine or acetyl L-tyrosine. The main point to remember when you are using these formulas is, if at all possible, try to take them on an empty stomach.
Yep.
Or close to it, because, again, we're talking about large neutral amino acids, which will cross the blood-brain barrier readily. However, if there are other large neutral amino acids in circulation from a protein meal, they can be washed out.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that, I was thinking about this, you know, makes a lot of sense. Tyrosine is used to help people quit caffeine use. People who have been drinking coffee for years and years, their doctor says, hey, you know, you got to stop. They can usually stop for about a week. They start getting headaches. By around the second week, they're so irritable and they're shaking and everything else, and they go back on the caffeine. Well, tyrosine has been used clinically to get people off of caffeine when they must get off caffeine. So obviously, it has that interaction with the brain that probably upregulates dopamine, if I had a bet, and I haven't done the research on it. The other thing that's important about tyrosine that's probably an extrinsic benefit to those who are training is that thyroid hormone T4 is dependent on something called the selenoenzyme cascade, which is basically iodine, selenium, and tyrosine. To convert it to T3 in tissue. Yeah. So if tyrosine is not available, you could go get blood work, and your doctor could go, man, your thyroid hormone is doing great, and you're doing fat, but in tissue, thyroid hormone is converted on demand in tissue as needed. It's kind of like, what do they call that? Just-in-time inventory control. And in order for it to be created in tissue on demand, there has to be the presence of selenium, iodine, and tyrosine. So I can see how tyrosine would probably ramp up a variety of things that could be categorized as enhancing energy or ergogenic. So that's a good one. I didn't even think of that. That's a good one, really good one. Okay, so now we have to go into a break. I'm going to take it early because when I come back, I want to say, okay, we've got the foundation supplements. What are the sexy supplements that are worth spending money on? Wade, go ahead and plug your website where people can get in touch with you, please.
The quick and easy one is weightliftingdiscussion.com. There's a forum there. You can reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com. And then there's the website, johnsonstrengthgroup.com. And I have a Facebook page. And I'd like to mention I have gotten some orders through the Johnson Strength Group website, and I've got some weirdness going on with the whole PayPal thing. So there's some people out there that are waiting on shirts that I'm giving them an extra shirt for being patient. So let me get all that squared away and figure out why
If anything, everyone should rush your website and order because they'll end up getting 2-for-1, basically. So there you go. There's an incentive.
Again, I've had a lot of people email me and – well, some people. I haven't had a lot of emails, but there is some interest, and I appreciate that. So let me work out the glitches, and all that will get out pretty soon.
And, of course, we will be launching the Blueprint Body Makeover Challenge. The app is supposed to be done today so that people can enter their before and after pictures. We'll be talking about that. We'll have Rob on the show probably in the next week or so to actually launch that. But in the meantime, you can get a copy of the Blueprint by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. The Blueprint really is by far the single best training guide because Rob Regish does for training what Google does for everything else. He went out and got all the, did all the heavy lifting, read all the books, synopsized, put everything together and says, here's how you use all these things together so that they have an amplification effect on one another. Fantastic. Fantastic training guard the Blueprint is. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss?
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on all orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. Rob, I'm going to start with you. Excuse me a second. Got a little choked up there. So what are the sexy supplements that really are worth it? I mean, obviously there's a complete universe of supplements that claim that you'll put on 50 pounds of muscle in 3 days. And
you mean you won't?
I know where this is headed.
Well, I mean, you know, we talked about this actually yesterday with Jason Deere. We just happened to get into this discussion about supplement companies. And I said, you know, he said, you know, a supplement company should be gauged by its longevity. And I said, no. There's lots of companies that have been around 10, 15 years. But how many of the products that they started 10 to 15 years ago are still in their mix of offerings, even modified? You know, maybe they upgraded a little bit. Well, we found out that having this in it adds – very few. Most companies have this procession, this marching procession of bottles. And, you know, this right now we're selling, Unleash the Cage. And, you know, it's going to do this and that for you. And, you know, within a year and a half, Unleash the Cage is gone and they've replaced it with, now you're on fire and you're going to build even more muscle. It's hoping that you forgot that Unleash the Cage didn't work. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, and don't get me wrong, it's not just the supplement companies of today. I mean, you said you brought great stuff is a perfect example of, if anything, it should have stayed around because its ingredients theoretically were always supposed to evolve. Every time something new came out, they were going to add it to it. The idea was, look, don't go out and buy 40 bottles of supplements. Everything that you need is in great stuff in the appropriate quantity. So theoretically, great stuff should still be here.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, part of the problem though is people have roadblocks, and they're not all the same. You know, a supplement is designed to, as in the example of magnesium that I gave, if there is a deficiency, then that was your roadblock in building muscle. So, you know, one supplement doesn't fit all, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But to answer your question, Carl, now that we've discussed somebody that's taken the basics, maybe been in training for a year, You want to step it up with some supplements that are, again, will not break the bank, but have a ton of good, solid research behind you, them. Here's how it goes. I'll offer three. The first has to be creatine, either monohydrate or crealkaline, a buffered form of creatine, if the monohydrate causes any gastrointestinal issues, and in some it does. But it's a no-brainer. It's cheap. There's more research out there to show it works than I think any other supplement. Second would be branched-chain amino acids. Here, during the workout, I favor no less than 20 grams in a flavored solution, whether that be Gatorade, your favorite sports drink, whatever it may be. If you haven't availed yourself to this little trick yet, you will be amazed at the ability of branched-chain amino acids to mitigate post-workout soreness and facilitate greater recovery. The final item may sound a little strange to some people, but I'm absolutely convinced, based upon the literature, both in the past, the present, and what's evolving today, and what's pointing towards the future. Trimethylglycine, or betaine, which some of your listeners may be familiar with.
Yeah, it's a lot of times it's in digestive enzyme complexes.
It is. And TMG, or betaine, very simply, is a methyl donor in the liver. And what does this mean? You had an excellent show, Carl, with, I think, I don't know if it was Dr. Whitaker, but somebody speaking to methylation and the
right.
importance of such, how it underlies and regenerates every positive fundamental process almost in the body. But more importantly, the short list of what TMG can do for you at about 1.2 grams per day is, especially in and around the workout, an increase in both growth hormone and IGF-1. The pathways through which muscle growth is built and measured by science today, that being total P70, the S6K, and the T389 phosphorylation pathway, those were all maintained during the workout versus placebo with TMG supplementation. And there was almost a 50% reduction in cortisol. At the end of the day, protein synthesis, which is what you're gunning for, if you've done everything correctly in your workout and you've put in the blood, sweat, and tears, protein synthesis is amplified and it lasts longer in those individuals taking trimethylglycine versus those that didn't. Interestingly enough, it's actually been used in the cattle and livestock industry for quite some time.
Wow.
To favorably repartition nutrients and bring, you know, animals to market with more muscle and less fat.
What do you think, Wade? Do you have a short list of sexy supplements that you believe really do work for the more slightly more advanced trainer?
Well, I got to agree with Rob. One supplement that I really like, and again, the company that I do a lot of work with is Beverly International. They have an L-glutamine supplement for recovery, which I'm a big fan of. But to underscore Rob's choice of branched-chain amino acids, one of the things that they do with this particular supplement is they have added branched-chain amino acids, and people don't understand, you know, that those are the amino acids that the body can't, you know, produce on its own. It's you know, we've got to ingest it, and that, which is, you know, making a long story short. So I really like a glutamine supplement. Again, agree with Rob on the branched-chain amino acid, and absolutely on the creatine supplement. And the thing that people need to keep in mind, especially people that are training, especially younger lifters, these aren't supplements that are going to make you huge or make you gigantic or enormous. They're going to help you recover. And by nature of recovering quicker or better, your training regimen can stay more intense, you know, or without issue. And that's where the strength and the size gains, but mainly the strength gains are going to come from. I also, without getting too long, I also like ribose. We have found with some of the folks I've worked with that creatine and ribose can even have somewhat of an anabolic effect. We've seen it with bodybuilders. So I'm not saying run out and go buy a bunch of it. That's not how it works.
Do you have to use the ribose the same way you use the dextrose? Like when I use dextrose and creatine and R-alpha lipoic acid and obviously whey protein, I used to use 40 grams No, 80 grams of dextrose, 40 grams of whey. Whew. I mean, do you use ribose? Ugh. The ribose is really expensive.
Yeah, well, that's why. I mean, I just would take a tablespoon, and
okay.
that's the supplement. I supplemented with creatine and ribose immediately after the workout. Generally, how I did it is once I got, if I were training squat, when I got done with the squat and was doing whatever my assistance was, is when I would start taking these supplements, and I would just take a tablespoon and throw it in my mouth and, you know, drink it down with generally some sort of Powerade or something.
Rob, what do you think about the combination of fast-acting sugars around the workout? There are some, like Dr. DePasquale, that say they actually close the anabolic window sooner, that keeping insulin levels, insulin sensitivity peaked will actually extend the anabolic window throughout the day as opposed to just 3 hours. And then there's those who say, yeah, but you can train so much harder when you have some of these glycogen replenishing steps. What do you think?
Highly dependent on two things. Number one, the athlete soma type. And number two, the type of training that's being done. So a little bit about both. On soma type, if you take an ectomorph, somebody that's naturally tall, lean, and lanky, it's my opinion that they're going to do better with carbs intra-workout. And those carbs should be fast-acting, but not necessarily high glycemic, meaning dextrose isn't your best choice. Something such as a high molecular weight modified starch and amylopectin pectin derived from waxy maize with a much lower glycemic index. I think Professor Andro has had some great information on this on his blog. And I've got some stuff here from Anthony Roberts that I'm going to be putting to the test. So I think it's a good idea for those athletes that can dispose of glucose well, and those being the taller, thinner ones. For endomorphs and mesomorphs that have endomorph-leaning tendencies, these are folks that are heavier and tend to put on fat easy, I tend to say, you know, let's just start with some branch chain and perhaps some essential amino acids or hydrolyzed whey or caseinate, which is a very fast-acting protein and will elevate insulin, perhaps not to the same degree that dextrose will. But the bottom line is, Dr. DePasquale is no quack. You know, his credentials speak for himself.
Yeah.
And he has the science and the real-world accomplishments to back it up. I'd say, you know, experiment. But I'm willing to bet, based upon your soma type, that's what you're going to find out.
Wait, I'm on your website right now looking at pictures of you. Obviously, you're in your case, and most powerlifters, while maintaining a weight class is critical, but once you get to the super heavies, it's all bets are off. I mean, you got a lot of super heavies like Mike Miller used to be 440 pounds. You've tipped the scale at 400 pounds in the past, right?
Nah, the heaviest I ever got was 365.
Okay, but the creation of fat is not the worst thing in the world because of the tissue leverages, but more importantly, because if the strength is going up, who cares, right? So, what do you think about high glycemic carbs around the meal, around the workout? Do you think that they're good, especially for a powerlifter?
I can only tell you my experience, and that is, I kept stuff. I'll tell you a quick story. Patrick Maupin, who actually lives in the Louisville area and trains there, was a lifter that I coached for a couple of years. This guy probably, I'm guessing 5'10 to 6 feet tall, was a 242, sometimes 275, but he was a very light 275, but most of the time 242 and somewhat lean and vascular. I've seen him come in for the workout. He'd have a couple pieces of fruit that he'd be eating right away. I have seen him eat, you know, like a tray of, like the iced cinnamon buns.
Oh,
like,
really?
And this is a guy that is lean, you know.
Yeah.
And this is which would, like, if I ate that, I would throw up and wouldn't be able to train.
Right.
But that's what he functioned on, and it kept his energy level up. I generally will keep like a couple of apples and a banana, things of that nature, and I generally always have some sort of sports drink and water. But for me, that has always, you know, the having, the fruit, and even like I would take red potatoes, you know, two or three.
They're a little slower than white potatoes, obviously, as well.
Right. But I would eat those, and again, my energy levels, especially, you know, when I was at my biggest and training at my heaviest, because squat sessions with all the gear and the amount of weight that I was moving, you know, were taking, you know, anywhere from getting close to a meet, 3 hours. And, you know, that's a long, long time, you know, to be in the gym. Those are the things that work for me. And I would probably, you know, fall under the endomorph, you know, type, but that's an individual thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, I would have to agree with Rob. The dextrose thing I've just never done because it was just so much. I was just like, and that much ultimately sugar made me feel creepy.
I got strong back then, but I was, getting lean wasn't even like.
No.
I didn't even think about that. I mean, I was.
No,
like,
well, nor did I. Not at 365.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and see if Rob has any final comments on that before we move on. You're listening to Superhuman Radio's special twice-a-month episode, the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint, and Coach Wade Johnson, one of the strongest men in the world. And I think that says a lot right there. You can go to johnsonstrengthgroup.com to learn more about Coach Johnson, or you can go to Superhuman Radio and click the Blueprint banner ad to learn more about The Blueprint, authored by Rob Regish. We'll be right back. Author Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab. The
gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, buddy.
Once again, just want to recognize and welcome a new sponsor, Myotropics, which they produce the MRP Physique 2.0. Dr. Scott Connolly and Vince Andrich, welcome to sponsoring Superhuman Radio. Back to the discussion. Okay, do you have any, you want to chime in on that final dissertation about the sexy supplements? I mean, obviously creatine, branched-chain amino acids, and then, you know, a couple other things obviously seem to be tyrosine for some, and that's the extent of it?
I do have one other contribution, and that is to say this. Don't overlook the obvious. What I'm saying is this. In a lot of people's kitchen cupboard right now, there is an anti-catabolic agent that has some really good science behind it. If it's not there, you'll find it at your local grocery store. What am I talking about? Turmeric or curcumin.
Really?
Curcumin has been shown to inhibit conversion of amino acids into glucose. It has been shown to boost glucose uptake in the muscle cells, to reduce post-workout muscle damage, to actually burn fat, and to act in both an anti-catabolic and an anabolic fashion. At about a gram a day, which is not a lot, and it's dirt cheap at your supermarket. What they have found, if you're interested in one of the higher-end supplements that contains curcumin, is this. When co-ingested or complexed with phosphatidylcholine, which is another nootropic, if you will, and something that you can use pre-training, the absorption goes from roughly 50% to about 96%. So there's a huge increase in absorption and uptake into the bloodstream and then ultimately the tissues. Or you just double up on the dosage.
Yeah, and cook with it, too.
Wade,
what do you think about that? Cook with it?
I have this huge supplement thing. It's like a big tackle box in the gym where we squat, and turmeric is one of them that I have in my supplement bin.
Look at that.
You know,
sprinkle it on rice.
Sprinkle it on your pizza, Wade.
Yeah.
So that begs the question, okay? Rob and I were talking about this. I non-systematically take vacations from supplements. If I run out of something, I don't necessarily run out and get it immediately. Sometimes I can wait a week. Sometimes I can wait a few months. Sometimes I can wait 6 months before I reorder it, depending on how I feel about it. There's no rhyme or reason. It's not like I think, oh, well, the unimportant things I can let go. So subsequently, I cycle on and off of things. And whether or not that's hurting me or helping me, I have no idea. But the question that comes from that is supplementation even required if you are eating if people put more thought into their diet, if they sat down and they thought, look, I currently eat 19 different foods every single week. If they looked at what they ate and then went and looked at the micro and macronutrients and the minerals and the vitamins and all the other things that are in those foods and really spent the time, which no one does, by the way, to catalog for themselves their own personal guide of things that they already eat to see what they're contributing, they probably wouldn't need to take a calcium supplement. They find out they're getting way more calcium than they think they are. But is it really necessary to supplement with some of these things like tyrosine? Aren't we getting tyrosine, which is considered a conditionally, a conditional amino acid? Doesn't the body just produce that stuff on its own?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking. Anybody wants to chime in? I mean, do we really need to? I'm going to the Wade Johnson side of the fence here. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute. If I'm eating 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day, which you should be if you're training hard, calories aren't the problem. It's what makes up those calories. It's like, aren't I getting all this stuff already?
The short answer is if you want to be normal, no, I don't think you need supplementation. You want to be superhuman? I think, yeah, you do need supplementation.
Yeah, I agree.
And let me give you just a brief example. I'm going to go back to magnesium for a second. You can research the hell out of which foods contain large amounts of magnesium. Great, man, get in your car, you go up to the grocery store, start pushing that cart around. Here's the problem. You go to pick up those leafy greens or nuts that you think are loaded with magnesium, because that's what you read, right, in a book or on the internet. The soil it's grown in matters. And we have depleted the soil in this country so badly.
Because they only add back nitrogen, phosphorus, and what else? Something else, and potash or something. That's all they put back in the soil. Exactly. They don't put the magnesium, the sodium. They don't put the.
Let me give you a classic example. And pardon me for interrupting you, Rob. Look at especially here in the South, where you have so many cattle herds and stuff and farms. And one of the hays that they grow is alfalfa.
Right.
Now, why is it that alfalfa is such a prized grass for feed? And why is it that alfalfa is so green? The root system of an alfalfa plant is way, way deeper than any of the, like a bean hay or fescue or anything like that.
Really?
So it's tapping into a mineral supply that, like a big tree, like a giant oak tree
right.
would have. It is
right.
amazing at how deep, and that's why you'll see it used as a mineral supplement and various other things. You can find alfalfa.
I know, you're right.
In a capsule form.
Yeah.
And that is why, and Rob is hitting it so hard on the head, we don't know, we're not localvores, and that's a whole nother story and a whole nother show. We don't grow anything. We don't kill it and take it back to the caves anymore, and we have no idea where in the hell our food is coming from.
Or in the case of animals, if they don't have natural diets, then they're not going to be healthy for us to eat. And in the case of produce, if it's not grown in natural soil, and what I mean by natural soil, soil that has all of the elements that nature intended it, that have not been depleted selectively of certain elements as a result of the way they rotate crops today. So you're exactly right. I do agree with this. I will say this, and I'm doing a show about this because I have some personal experience with this very recently. Supplementing with minerals without, and this, you know what? I talk about blood work all the time. It's like so many people, they're so afraid to go get blood work because of the cost. Oh, they're taking agents that are supposed to raise testosterone, that are supposed to do this, they're supposed to do that, and they refuse to get blood work. It's kind of like driving your car, never checking the antifreeze, never checking the oil, and eventually the car will break down on you. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of when. And not knowing what's working and what's not is really wasting money. And the reason I say this is because I got on this penchant about 18 months ago about taking magnesium before bed because it helped me sleep. And I was taking anywhere from 600 milligrams to a gram of magnesium a night. And then I was getting magnesium in my diet. And I was only supplementing with magnesium. Well, you know what? I started to develop an arrhythmia about 3 months ago. And I thought, oh, my God, my arrhythmia is coming back from when I was a big, heavy guy. And what am I doing wrong? And a simple conversation with Dr. Andro one day, the light bulb went off in my head. And I thought, I've been supplementing for 18 months. My tissue levels of magnesium must be through the roof. My blood doesn't have any place to put it anymore. So it's staying in the blood. And, magnesium is a relaxing mineral, and it's the antithesis to calcium, which causes the heart to beat. Magnesium causes the heart to expand and relax. And I had too much expansion and relaxation going on. As soon as I cut the magnesium out, within 2 weeks, the heartbeat issue went away. And I thought, my God, you know what? We can't, those of us who have invested in the notion that supplements work, there's an upside and a downside to that. Guess what? They work. The downside is, guess what? They work. You can't just take stuff blindly, willy-nilly, and think, oh, but because it's a supplement, I don't have to worry about it. No, we just said they work. You wouldn't take a pharmaceutical drug that way. You'd kill yourself. So there has to be responsible testing on all of this sort of stuff. You need to know what your calcium, magnesium, potassium levels are before you start supplementing, and you need to do it again after you supplement. It's cheap to do. You could do hair analysis for those types of things. It's very, very inexpensive. But once again, it comes back to being an advocate for your own health. You can't be an advocate for your own health. If you're just taking supplements and not knowing if they're working against you, what they're doing. Another thing that the magnesium did for me, by the way, it made me weaker. My muscles always felt fatigued, especially my leg muscles. I couldn't figure it out. Now they don't feel that way now that I'm getting the magnesium back out of my body.
Too much, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, your message is this, and I 100% agree with it. Invest in some blood work. There's no need to go taking potassium, magnesium, you know, supplements and all these other things if you're already optimal or and or not deficient.
Right.
So, and if you do that, by the way, just once, maybe twice a year, it pays big dividends. My vitamin D levels were always optimal. Why? I took supplemental vitamin D during the winter, ran out, stocked up again, and my brother came over one day. He's like, I'm out. Well, here's my bottle. Well, I forgot to restock him myself. Guess what showed up on my blood test next time I ran him?
Low vitamin D.
Low vitamin D. Now, you know what it does and how much stuff it does. It's
right.
Important. My point is it's important, and I would have never known that had I not had a blood test.
Absolutely. Do either of you have any questions from listeners? Because we could take a real quick commercial break, come back and answer questions, and then close the show. Does anybody have any feedback that they're getting on the internet at all?
We got. I just got a nice note from Adelfo Cerami on his progress, and you know.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll just wrap up the show and see if we have any questions. I think I have one to ask you guys. You're listening to the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. We'll be right back.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw. the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Mr. Big Stuff, that ought to be your theme, Wade. Maybe I'll have somebody mash up a couple themes for you. There you go. All right, let's get back to the discussion and we'll wrap it up. Do either of you have any contacts, any questions? Kind of maybe you're getting the same question over and over again from listeners in relationship to some of the things we've discussed on past episodes. Rob?
You know, one of the things that I'm getting, Carl, is how to find the sweet spot between the weight and conditioning work. And to that, I guess the short answer for me would be, depends on your age, but as a starting point, let's break it up as 50-50. You know, if you're training 3 days a week with the weights, identify 3 days or otherwise three different times where you can do your conditioning work, and then gradually adjust up or down from there depending upon which one is your priority and how you're progressing.
Okay, here's a question for both of you. And I think I know the answer, but I think I had to ask myself, so I think maybe other people. What's the difference between cardio and conditioning work? When does cardio become conditioning work? How about that one?
It depends if you're using it, I think, Carl, as a means or a means to an end. Meaning, if you're using it to improve your weight training, you're doing a form of cardio that mimics your heart rate during weight training, like we talked about last show.
Right.
Right.
You know, your heart rate speeds up when you're lifting weights, and yep, it slows down in between sets. Rest, you know, rinse, wash.
So interval, high-intensity interval-type training would be classified as designed for, conditioning, as opposed to long sessions of 3 miles an hour walks while you're watching, an old television show.
Right.
Or tossing those barbells up in the air like we were talking about.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Right. Drop them on your neighbor's front lawn. Wade, what about you? Are you getting any of these types of questions?
I got this, and this is kind of for the strength athletes out there. Reverend Ben Seller, who's a listener to the show, and, I talk to him frequently on Facebook. He asked, burst a blood vessel in his eye deadlifting. Now, before everybody freaks out, this is a common occurrence.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be, cautious. But he asked how long before he should get back out there and train. And I've had this happen to me in the past. As a matter of fact, when I first started using equipment in powerlifting, one of my last training sessions before my first full meet, I squatted like 600 pounds, had never, been under that much pressure. I actually blacked my eye. Now, that could be a sign of high blood pressure in some folks or some other issue. But by and large, it's something that happens in the sport. If you pick up something heavy and you strain with it long and hard enough, stuff like this is going to happen.
I mean, I know people who burst their blood vessels going potty.
Or sneezing. I've seen it.
But do you even have to lay off if you burst a blood vessel?
I don't. Well, this is I've done this, after a meet in the past. I've had no issues getting in the gym. If there is an acute, sharp pain associated with lifting, then I would suggest getting looked at. If you don't have blood pressure issues, if you've not, if there's no other health issues surrounding this, then, just pay attention. But generally, a couple, 3 days, the condition goes away. Usually it's just real startling when you bust that, blood vessel.
That's scary looking too.
Everybody freaked out the first few times. And the last meet, the last several meets I've done, I've not, really had any issue. I would look like a, I had a sunburn.
Yeah, you know, right. I was going to say, abandoned, I was going to say. If both eyes got black every time you squatted, it'd be pretty funny.
Well, you know, by and large, it's not a concern. But, you know, at any time that if you're concerned, then go. I would be seen by a physician. And if there's any kind of sharp or acute pain, don't do anything and get looked at right away.
Yeah. Rob, have you ever had this experience? I mean, I've had it.
Yeah, I think we all have it. You know, it's just something, part of paying the price.
Hey, what about nosebleeds? You know, I remember in, there was a guy that actually used to train up at Westside who lived here in Louisville. He was the nicest guy in the world, but I met him after he had a really bad motorcycle accident. He wasn't able to squat anymore because he broke his femur. But he's the guy that is in bigger, stronger, faster when they show the guy squatting and the blood running down his nose.
Yeah.
And he's the nicest guy, too. And you know, what? Wade, what about that? Is that evidence of blood pressure issues, or is it just happens, you know, timing is right?
Well, that's kind of – this would be my opinion. Generally, when you're squatting, the amount of pressure that you're under, it's going to elevate your blood pressure. And most of us, you know, I'm sure are on some kind of, stimulant or something at a meet. And,
you think momentarily you think that maybe such an elevation in blood pressure between the Valsalva.
There's no question.
Yeah.
There's no, and then, you know, are these guys on some, you know, sort of, anabolic androgenic supplement? Again, I'm not condemning it. That's your choice. But the bottom line is it raises those issues and you see it happen. I've seen blood spray everywhere from, you know, being on the platform as a head judge so much. You see it frequently. And there's people that are just prone to it, you know.
Yeah.
Melissa Garrett, whom I've coached, she'd had a very bad sinus infection, and was competing when, I can't remember exactly, she was squatting in the high 600s and boom, you know. Now it freaked her out because she's never had a nosebleed before.
I want to come back to this just for a second. Rob had something that he wanted to add, I think, Rob, but I want to come back and talk about blood pressure for a second. You want to add your comment that you got from a listener, or do you want me to?
Yeah, okay. It's funny. I just had this text come in. I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Gareth Denyer. Hope I didn't butcher the name, down in Magnolia, Texas.
I know him. He listens to the show. I know him.
Yeah, he's a strength coach. And, you know, for I guess hundreds of high school athletes down there. He texted me just recently. He has a defensive end down there who has committed to Iowa State, who just jacked his bench press up 25 pounds in 6 workouts using Blueprint. So I want to say, Gareth, thank you for turning that young man onto that.
That's cool.
That's the reason I wrote the book, man. Can't put that feeling into words.
Okay, I want to wrap up the show, but here's what I want to talk about, and we'll wrap up the show. Blood pressure. Wade, the myth about blood... There has been research recently that came out that showed that resistance training actually mitigates the negative effects of moderately high blood pressure. Okay? With that being said, the types, when people hear blood pressure, they think, oh, you know, 160 over 90, this is really dangerous blood pressure. And it is dangerous because if your heart is working at those levels around the clock day in and day out, then it really is not getting a rest. But those momentary elevations in blood pressure, when you are squatting the kind of weight that powerlifters squat, is there any speculation on what the systolic and diastolic numbers turn into when a guy's got 600 pounds on his back?
There is no telling. I wouldn't even venture a guess. I think one of the things that you can look at, there was an interview with Bill Kazmaier, and there's this one huge moment during one of the World Strongman competitions that he did where they're doing that keg toss where he's just...
Yeah, you got to throw it over your head backwards, right.
This is where they were loading, and he's just... Like the rest of the competitors were picking it up, walking to a truck bed and loading it, and he's just grabbing them like a sprint and hurling them from where they were, where other athletes are walking. And, you know, he was at the point of almost blacking out, and his heart rate was, it was something ungodly. And they were worried, you know, momentarily for his
health,
his life,
right,
you know, let alone, you know, his health or safety. And so it's one of those things that, again, I think if you're a conditioned athlete, if you're trained for it, it's part of what we do.
Well, actually, it has benefits, in my opinion, because
I don't disagree with that.
You know, think about this. A hot rod, you know, a funny car, for instance, the oil pressure in the lines of a funny car are thousands of percent greater than the oil pressure in the lines of your Prius. Okay. But think about this for a second. Those of us who resistance train with heavy weight, regardless of whether you are a powerlifter or just a weekend warrior, but you spend time pushing your body, it's been gradual. You've added weight and you've gradually gotten stronger and stronger over the years. Well, guess what? The body upregulates the plumbing too. Your arteries and veins are so much stronger than the average person's.
I absolutely agree with that. And I'm going to tell you why. This goes back to, Reverend Ben's question. Early on in my career, you know, I'm squatting 600, 650 pounds, and that's respectable. And, you know, at the end of the meet, you know, I look like a vampire. Somebody beat the crap out of me. It's in the hundreds of times that I've squatted 900 plus pounds. And the only really physical effect was like for probably half to three quarters of the day from about the neck up, I looked like I had gotten a little too much sun. And, you know, otherwise, very rarely did I have any issues. And I think that's the body's, you know, adaptation. Plus,
yes,
my blood pressure was higher because hell, I was over 100 pounds heavier.
Do you watch your blood pressure weight?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay,
but
okay.
The last time,
I don't think it matters in guys like you because, like I just said a second ago, your heart and your plumbing is so upgraded from all the years of gradually thickening and getting stronger and becoming more elastic that I think it doesn't matter.
Can I?
Yeah, please, Rob. Please, please.
I'm going to respectfully disagree because I really like Wade and I want to have him around for a long time.
Well, and you're right. And you're right.
It's not called the silent killer for nothing.
But I got to disagree with. Go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
And yes, you know, there is absolutely merit in what you're saying. Weight training does make your body more robust everywhere, and that's, you know, one of those things. However, an investment in a blood pressure cuff at your local drugstore is one of the best investments that you can make in this game, particularly one of those automated ones which will keep track of your pulse rate, which we've discussed on other shows. That's, you know, is a great sign, objective measure of overtraining. But related to the supplementation topic, for those listeners that do have issues with blood pressure, whether that be due to, you know, training, diet, or genetics, celery seed extract is perhaps the best over-the-counter treatment for that.
Does it work on a dose-dependent basis? The more you take, the lower your blood pressure gets?
Well, like everything else, to a certain extent,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
But it does not take a lot of time, like hawthorn berry. Have to administer, you know, at least for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Celery seed extract is actually very effective.
But let me tell you what I wanted to say, and I feel like in school I used to get like this, and the teacher used to say, shut up and let somebody else talk. But anyway, it's not that I think that Wade should ignore his blood pressure, but I'm willing to wager a bet right now, okay? I'll bet $1, a gentleman's bet, that if Wade tests his resting blood pressure, and I'm talking about first thing in the morning upon wakening, he sits down, he has his arm at the level of his heart, because that's a big mistake that people make. Your blood pressure can go up anywhere from 4 to 15% as you drop your arm away from the level of your heart. If he sits down, puts his arm at the level of his heart, and has a skilled clinician who knows how to take blood pressure, take his blood pressure, I'm willing to bet that Wade's blood pressure is ideal. And here's why. Because of the same effects that it has on bulletproofing his heart and his plumbing, because his plumbing has been upgraded. It's bigger, and his heart doesn't work nearly as hard to keep things moving around. Here's something that people don't realize: when your arteries are working properly, it takes work off of the heart. When the arteries are expanding and flexing the way they're supposed to, it's almost like they help to amplify the effects of the heart. And
you're
that comes from stretching it under load.
I think you're assuming, Carl, they're going to find a cuff big enough to
Well, and let me tell you a quick story about that, and I know we have gone way long. This has been a number of years ago, probably when I was sub 300 pounds, but I was still a pretty big fella. I'd gone to the doctor, I had the flu or something, and they were going to give me a shot of something. I don't even remember now. But the nurse was trying to take my blood pressure, and the number she was getting, she took it three times, freaked her out so bad she ran and got the doctor. The doctor comes in and sees my size and immediately starts cracking up, and she goes, okay, let me do this, this, and this. She goes, it's a little elevated because you don't like coming to the doctor, do you? And I said, no, ma'am. And she goes, and you're really sick, and she goes, this is what you need, but nothing is alarming here.
Right.
But I've recently, the last time I went to the chiropractor, a buddy of mine, he's a kinetic therapist, and he always takes blood pressure. Now, I had just been in traffic, which really pisses me off, and I had drank an energy drink, which I really enjoy, and he goes, I am so stunned. He goes, based on your size, you would assume that your blood pressure would be abnormally high. And he goes, there's nothing here that's alarming. I wish I could remember exactly.
Yeah. So in other words, maybe you were 148 over 87 or something like that.
The bottom number wasn't even that.
Yeah. This is my point. I believe that.
Everybody is different, and I don't suggest people do exactly. There's things that I have ignored in the past that I shouldn't have. That's not to say you shouldn't pay attention to these things, all these things are an individual choice. So, I always tell people the big thing is finding a doctor that you're comfortable with. And, it'd be like someone telling me, well, you're sick. When I broke my foot, I want you to be out of work, for 5 days, and for 30 days, I want you to do light duty and you can squat real light. Well, that's not going to effing happen. Okay. This is what's going to happen. I'll take the next day off because I broke my foot. The following week, I was testing out a new suit, and I squatted 800 pounds and had to have the wherewithal to be able to pull up my big toe so it wouldn't hurt my foot. That
while you were squatting
with a broken foot, right. I squatted 800 pounds to test out the suit, but everybody's different. I'm one of those guys that have trained through pneumonia and would have to go outside and lay across my air conditioning unit while I coughed up my lungs because I was training for a world meet. I wanted to be a world champion, and that's all that mattered.
Right.
There is a price. Just because I did it and was successful doesn't mean it's always the smart thing to do.
Right.
Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to how you feel. And, just because I've done it doesn't necessarily make it the smart thing to do. I probably, in reality, was doing more damage than good.
And we don't know that for sure. I mean, I understand what you're saying to be cautious, but I think that people who are in tune with their bodies, they after a while, you know how far you could push yourself, and I'm
sure. Well, and I'm one of those guys that, in the gym, especially then, not near as much now, but I was a freak. It's like, no, there is not an option. I want to be a world champion. I want to break a world record. I want to win. I want to make the all-time list, and I wasn't going to be stopped. Just understand, for all of those things, right, wrong, or indifferent, good or bad, there's a price to pay. So always keep that in mind.
Rob, do you check your blood pressure regularly? Obviously, you're an advocate for people to check their BP.
I do. About once a week, sometimes more frequently if I suspect I'm slipping into overtraining.
So you use it as a monitor for overtraining, but what is your ideal blood pressure when you check it and all signals are running right?
You're going to love this. I'm usually around 120, 125 over 65 to 70.
Yeah, that's really
Although
good.
I've seen numbers lower than that, and here's the kicker. I use ephedrine caffeine almost on a daily basis.
Really?
For 15
years. Oh, yeah.
Hey, next week, everybody over to Rob's house for ephedrine caffeine party.
That's right. It'll boost your HDL level, too.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. But no, that's good blood pressure. But obviously, you have to admit that resistance training, the effects of the hemodynamic effects of a resistance-trained athlete that's been doing it for at least a couple few years, the upregulation and quality of vasculature and heart muscle is profound. In fact, the reason that I started powerlifting is because I was diagnosed with a heart disorder when I turned 40.
And after digging into the research, realizing that the athletes that undergo the greatest cardiac remodeling were not baseball players, they weren't football players, they weren't even triathlon or sprinters. They were power lifters. Power lifters undergo the greatest degree of cardiac remodeling as a result of their sport, because the heart is not only having to pump more blood, but it's doing it under a condition of pressure, of actual mechanical pressure, which in and of itself changes the hemodynamics. You're just putting 600 pounds on your back. Everything in your body tightens up to such a degree that all of the arteries and veins get squished. Now you're asking the heart, now I want you to pump like I'm Carl Lewis running the 100 meter at the same time while I'm restricting all of the blood flow that I can for the next, 10, 15 seconds. And you talk about cardiac remodeling. You talk about novel changes in the heart, in the actual structure of the heart. Powerlifters undergo that more than any other athlete in the world. And I thought, okay, if I want to correct my heart problem, I got to get my heart's attention. I'm going to have to start resistance training.
Fred Hatfield's book, Power, which was published many years ago, if I'm not mistaken, it has an entire chapter devoted to that. He went and had EKG studies done, yada, yada, and it confirms everything that you were saying. Here's a man that was 260 pounds. I think at the time he held the world record when he squatted over 1,000.
And
his heart was just in pristine condition.
He is also very accessible on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Very, very good guy. Very good guy.
He's been on the show. He doesn't like to do the interviews anymore. He's a wonderful guy. As a matter of fact, when he got set up on LinkedIn, he contacted me and added me to his LinkedIn group, which I thought was really flattering.
Really good guy.
Well, listen, I think we've covered a lot. We've covered supplements. We've covered a lot more than just supplements. I just want to remind everybody that Coach Johnson is available for consultation. The best way to reach him is to go to johnsonstrengthgroup.com and use the contact form there, or reach out to him on his antiquated email address, supersquat800@yahoo.com, right?
That is correct.
Yahoo.com. We need to buy more Ogaware t-shirts, because then we can motivate him to get the 1040, the Supersquat 1040. At yahoo.com, which, by the way, even Johnson Straight Group isn't updated with your best lifts. It says your squat is 960.
I know. Yeah, that's something that I've got to do as well. I never made the website just to be a look at me kind of thing.
Right.
And that's just something that I do need to take care of. Like I said, we're looking and potentially revamping that, and where it's a lot more user friendly and something that where I'm able to edit and things of that nature. So, hopefully within the next few months that we'll see an upgrade in that area as well.
Okay. And then, of course, Rob Regish, author of the wildly popular, we just got a text message from a coach who works with student athletes, and one of his athletes is using the blueprint and added, how much weight, 25 pounds in 6 weeks?
In six workouts.
Six workouts. In six workouts.
To his bench press.
That's very impressive.
I don't know if it was Iowa State.
And what was that about? So what you're saying is he got a scholarship to Iowa State.
Apparently so. Now I'm going to have to validate that with Gareth.
Okay.
But let's put it this way: these things don't hurt.
Yeah, no. These improve the athlete all the way around. Of course, you can get a copy of the blueprint for the price of 1 month of sexy supplements by going to Superhuman Radio and clicking the Blueprint banner ad, and we will be announcing the upcoming Blueprint Challenge very shortly, which is very exciting. Over $5,000 worth of prizes will be given away to the person that has the greatest degree of change. So if you already bought the Blueprint, make sure you take a before picture so that you can put it next to your after picture, because we're going to have all of the listeners voting on who has had the greatest degree of change. Coach Wade Johnson, always a pleasure. Will you be at the Arnold?
I'm not going to be able to be there this year.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Let me give a quick shout out, to my fiance, Julia. We're in the last couple of months prior to our wedding and in the middle of remodeling, and I'm doing a lot of meets right now. So it's just one of those things that, schedule wise, I'm just not going to be able to pull off. Probably look for me, hopefully next year, but I'm going to be at several meets, all the way throughout the year. And, like I said, we're down to the last couple of months before.
Bring the list in for the next episode of, Roundtable Discussion, so we can give a list of where you're going to be. Okay. And then, of course, Rob, will you be at the Arnold this year? I have a feeling you're going to say no, because I know you're deep in the process of coming out with two brand new products. One is an information product similar to the Blueprint, and one is an actual supplement product, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, my time is best served helping my people, which is my passion. And so for those guys picking up Blueprint, whether it's for the challenge or not, I will be here to answer questions and help get you to where you want to be. And my first product, yes, will be out in another month or so.
Okay. All right, listen, guys, thanks so much for being on the show today.
It's great being with you guys. Always a pleasure. Rob, I'll be talking to you this week.
Great.
There you go. Okay. All right, and thanks to all of you for listening to Superhuman Radio. Of course, today is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Friday, which means it's casual Friday. And we've got a great show planned for you. Elisa has been working around the clock to find great stories to talk about. And hopefully I'll even have an opportunity to be funny. Humorous. That's right. I can do it sometimes. We'll see you tomorrow.